remember, she's presumed innocent, and I'm not privy to what her defense is because I haven't talked with her lawyers about it. But one of the things that's been thrown out there in the press is her saying that she's a celebrity and stores give her things to wear all the time for publicity purposes, and that she's claiming that the store had given her the necklace to wear for a while, and it was inadvertently not returned by the date that it was supposed to be.
Well, do you know if the store pressed charges or what?
Right, and that's the part where it all falls apart, is the store called the police and said the necklace was missing. Now, unless you're going to assume that there's some lower-level employee who made the decision to let Lindsay Lohan walk out with a $2,500 necklace because that employee felt that it was going to help the company, there's no consent. So the store did go to the police. They did report it. In fact, before Lindsay was had the necklace brought in, they were preparing a search warrant. So that's going to be a tough sell, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, you're right about celebrities getting a lot of free stuff. That does happen often. The store, and again, this is pretty interesting to me, whether or not they press charges, or is this, in your view, as a defense attorney, something the DA is going after because of past incidents involving DUI, alleged parole violation, something that seems to keep happening with this young woman, problem after problem after problem?
Well, certainly she's a magnet for trouble. But as far as who's pressing charges, it's the DA that presses the charges, but it was reported to the police by the owner of the store. So if the store wasn't interested in pursuing it, they wouldn't have reported it to the police, and the police wouldn't have referred it over to the DA's office. So the DA's made a decision because it appears as if Lindsay Lohan stole a $2,500 necklace, and that's something that everybody gets punished for. And, you know, the fact that she's got this long history of probation violations, that certainly adds more into the mix. But I don't think it's because they singled out her. I think it's because she allegedly stole a very valuable necklace.
Wow. Well, so what's the worst prison time she could get for this?
Well, the maximum is 3 years in prison.
Oh, my goodness.
She's not going to get that.
No,
I mean,
we know that, Steve.
You don't get that on your first felony. She's undoubtedly, if she's convicted, going to get probation, but as part of probation, she can get up to 1 year in county jail. And she keeps adding county jail sentences, one on top of the other. She's looking at a lot of time.
Isn't she on probation right now?
Yeah, she is on probation in Beverly Hills for the couple of DUIs. She's also got that case out in Riverside County where she allegedly assaulted a worker at the Betty Ford Center. So she's got a whole host of problems.